Stars Wellness Center, L.I. .com with a good doctor, Ron Sinagra. Call for a free consultation at 631-563-1444. He says things you just don't hear about in today's world. As we welcome in, and I mean that in a very positive way, by the way. I'm not joking. As far as the immune system and everything else, vital stuff, what you need to know, you go on the site, Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com, the aforementioned Sinagra. Doctor, how are you today on your Tuesday?
Good morning on a blustery winter's day in the Northeast, Jay. It's good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Always good to have you. Good stuff and everything else. How's the family? Everything all right?
Everything's good. I wanted to come to you this week and bring you something that we haven't touched on before. We've been so focused on the pandemic, and rightly so. It's been a crazy 2 years for everybody. But I wanted to talk about the power of the mind in healing, because you don't hear about it, but it's, you know, running a wellness center is very different than running a standard medical office. We have to incorporate all facets of a person. To truly become well, your thought process has to also fall in line with what you want to accomplish. If you really want to be a healthy person, you need to have healthy thoughts and a healthy mind. And we don't really discuss that. Western medicine is they don't even, you know, it's funny. I read this and I heard a guy talking about it on a podcast. Western medicine doesn't even acknowledge consciousness and thought in standard practice. We have a psychological, you know, we have psychiatry, but this gentleman was talking about where psychiatry's basically just become a psychotropic drug dispenser. That's really what they deal with. But in terms of standard practice, the standard medical office, we don't talk about consciousness and thought and how it affects the body. And you know, we are the highest form of mammal on the planet. We have these huge brains. We are a complex being of thought, of emotion. Yet we separate the mind from the body, and we give no credence to thought and emotion as it affects the health of the body. And not only do we not recognize thought in standard practice and how it affects our health, we actually ridicule it. You know, I've had people in the past, and don't give me that hocus pocus stuff, or if it works, what I think about it shouldn't really matter. Well, the problem is we're not Buicks and we're not Fords, and we are this complex swirling being of thought, emotion, consciousness, wrapped up in a physical body. And your thoughts have a lot to do with your healing.
Well, you know, I believe in that. I believe in a very positive train of thought. Negativity spurs issues, I've always said. So you got to have a good feeling about yourself.
Well, that's a great point that you bring up. That's a great point that you bring up, because we all know of hypochondria, where people have negative thoughts and that creates real illness. Well, if the gate swings one way, it has to swing the other way. But there's an actual way of looking at this where you can actually, there's a science to understanding how this process works. So let's break it down like this. We have a conscious mind and we have a subconscious mind. And your conscious mind has the ability for deduction and reason, where your subconscious mind does not have that ability. We all remember the skit on TV with the hypnotist with the watch, and he tells somebody he's a chicken, and the guy starts walking around like he's a chicken. Well, that example was always used because it's kind of partially in truth. The subconscious mind doesn't have the ability to say, no, you're not. The subconscious mind doesn't have the ability for deduction and reasoning. It just responds. So this is how, when things are impressed upon our subconscious mind, it shows in our body. Our body responds to our subconscious mind. Now, for those listening, I can prove that this is a very powerful technique in healing. It's so powerful that the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry, in the craziest ironies in life, I might add, use this proven and effective method for their own healing method, drugs. The highest form of research for medicine is the double-blind placebo. Clinically controlled research, double-blind placebo. That's the gold standard. And that's for a drug to come to market, it has to outperform placebo in a double-blind research, clinically controlled research. So for those that don't know what that is, you know, a placebo is where you have, let's say, 20 people, and you give 10 people a sugar pill or an inert pill, and 10 people get a prospective new drug. And then you record, after a certain amount of time, you record the results. And in every single time, the placebo has a positive effect. In many times, that placebo effect response is greater than the drug. And that's remarkable. Actually gets to the point where the drug has to outperform the placebo, and many times it can't. But here's the interesting thing. The medical profession's gold standard is this placebo to get drugs to market, yet there's almost zero research and effort to exploring that aspect of the human mind and trying to harness that power of the mind in healing. So I find that just so unbelievable. The good news is many people are studying this, and there's a way to unlock this placebo effect. They've actually figured it out. And I'll get to there's a great book called, it was written by Joe Dispenza. It's a You Are the Placebo. He's a friend of mine. He was a classmate of mine. And it's a New York Times bestseller, You Are the Placebo by Dr. Joe Dispenza. If this kind of stuff intrigues you, get that book. It's really worth reading. But this is how it works. And again, I'm summarizing this and condensing everything because we only have a few minutes in the morning with you, Jay. But here's how it comes down to: when you can create a crystal clear vision of what you want, a crystal clear vision of your intentions, and you back that vision up with emotion of already having that reality before it happens, when you feel the way you would feel if you had it. So if that emotion is a cancer gone, is an illness healed, whatever that is in your body, if you feel it first and then actually act that way you would feel if that already had come true. And those feelings of emotion are gratitude, love, forgiveness. Emotion is the key. Emotion is what turns a dream into reality. And this is where all these new studies of the human brain have come into. And what they're finding out, Jay, this is really mind-blowing for me, is when I was studying this, that when you incorporate those emotions, you actually turn on new genes and open new neural pathways. That's the mechanism of the placebo effect. Remember, the placebo effect is a sugar pill. People think they're going to get better, and they do. So when you think you're going to get better, that means you're already acting as if that happened. You think it's going to happen. So you can actually harness that. I find that completely fascinating. And in the Wellness Center, I try to open that aspect of people's minds in trying to heal, because many people come in with chronic long-term illnesses, and they almost become so accustomed to their pain, it becomes almost like a jacket or a good friend. It's with them so much. And I got to try to break that thought pattern.
Yeah, I mean, the power of the mind, right? It's unbelievable. Yeah. It really is. And you know, I know so many hypochondriacs, and it's almost like a way of life to kind of state the case. But really, it's about a positive way of thinking, like I said before. You know, it dominates the malady that one actually thinks he or she has, you know?
Well, Jay, what's great about what's happening now is they have, you know, this guy Joe Dispenza, when he did his work, he had all these clinics that he said, not clinics, like symposiums, and he'd get bunches of students together, and they would do brain scans, and they worked on creating these visions and calming the body and slowing down the breathing and focusing on, so they're actually learning brain techniques to trigger the placebo effect. So they're actually applying real science to this. So you know, it's so much more than say, oh yeah, just be a positive thinker, because a lot of people they don't understand how it works. And so there's more to it than just that. It's mind-blowing that the trigger mechanism to make this come to life is emotion. And when you trigger that vision and you combine it with emotion, and especially it has to be the emotion of gratitude and of love and of appreciation, when you trigger those, you trigger healing. So let me continue with something that I think is just so fascinating. As you can tell, I'm passionate about this because its applications are just endless. But when you create that new reality, you actually do turn on those genes. But what I try to explain to patients is, number one, you've never been allowed to believe in your power to heal. We live in a world where the powers that be, and powers that be are powers that impress our subconscious mind. People in positions of authority, it starts with your parents. It goes to, teachers. And it goes to the people that we hold in high esteem in our society, which many times is those in the medical profession. And what they've done is they've never told you to believe in your power to heal. What they've actually done is they've told us that if we don't have a pill for it, it's incurable. And when we impress, you know, and when you look at the group think of the world, it's lack, fear, disease. So we're impressing all the wrong thoughts on our subconscious mind. And that's why, you know, there was an old saying with the Black Death, the bubonic plague. They said, 20 people died of it and 8 million died in fear of it. Yeah. So changing the way we think is important, and understanding cause and effect. Now, most people that are sick, and this is true, and I see this in real, and I'm going to share a personal experience with this, cause and effect. They think that if my cancer is gone, if my heart disease is gone, if my Crohn's disease is gone, if my chronic rheumatoid arthritis is gone, then I'll be happy, then I'll feel good. Cause and effect. Instead of that, be this, cause and effect. You be the cause of the effect, not the other way around. Many sick people feel that if my condition was gone, then I'll feel love, happiness, gratitude. And in one of the great paradoxes of life, that's not how it works. It works the other way around. I'll give you an example. I have a very sick relative, and every time I see this person, the moment I walk into the house, it's, oh my God, this hurts, that hurts. And it's a rundown of the injuries, the falls, the pain, the hospital visits. And so you're looking at what reality is this person impressing on their mind, what they're waking up to it. So if you can change that thought process, like the events already occurred, you're triggering genes that create new neural pathways. Now, science says that the environment signals the gene. That's the whole study of epigenetics. And that's a new study in the last 25 to 30 years where we are understanding that your environment signals your genes. The end product of an experience is always an emotion. So if you live by the same emotion, if you wake each day with the same emotion of pain, you greet yourself with your illness, you wake up to the same lack, despair, unhealthy thoughts, you're actually downregulating the same genes for illness. So we understand when you wake up that way and you keep living in the past, and there's an old saying, if you wake up and live in the past, Well, let me rephrase that. There's two ways of looking at it. We can wake up with a grand vision of our future, or we can wake up and live as a slave to our past. So what we have is our familiar past creating a predictable future of no change. But if we can create this vision of what we want to be and incorporate emotion into that, we're actually physically triggering genes and neural pathways to healing. And what you're really doing, if you're doing that, is you are becoming the placebo. So it's a fascinating new study in healing, and to try to teach people with chronic illness that they don't realize how powerful their thought is and how you can create a different life and a different world, but you have to act as if this has already happened and incorporate those emotions. If you do that, you will actually turn on new genes. This is no joke. This isn't hocus pocus. This is real science. This is being proven in labs where people with all these chronic illnesses start miraculously healing. We're just starting this now. We're just starting to learn this. And I find it just beyond fascinating.
You know, easier said than done, my good Dr. Frank. I understand what you're saying, a very positive train of thought, but, you know, it's how do you teach somebody that who has been in the doldrums for so long?
See,
you know,
that's
how do you turn it around? That's the
that's
the process that should be in everyday life. You see, it's not only from a medical standpoint, but just having a positive outlook on a daily basis about everything. I mean, that would turn lives around in a big way. No,
yeah, but you what you need is you have to break habits, and you need instruction. You know, every day I wake up and I'm watching these videos, on success, on happiness. Steve Harvey, the comedian, he has some incredible videos on success and how he became that way and the right mental. Because if you don't, the world does not have the group think of the world. You pick up the headline, you turn on CNN, you turn on Fox. It's conflict. It's despair. It's confrontation. It's criminality. It's rape. It's murder. It's lack. It's depression. You've got to change that, but you can't do it by yourself. And when you're trying to trigger healing with someone, I try to teach these people all the time, you have to read the right things. You need to get instructions. That gentleman's book, You Are the Placebo, again, it's a New York Times bestseller. This book teaches people how to do this. And I try to do that when they're in the wellness center because I'm trying to encourage them. And then once you start to feel it, you know, have you ever, you know, Jay, I'm sure you're a workout guy. And, you know, let's say if you ever let yourself go and then you started working out to get back into shape, and that first time you walk past the mirror and you catch yourself and you look and you go, whoa, I look good. Like you just noticed that you lost 15 or 20 pounds, and you see that motivates you to do what? Work harder, right? Go to the gym more. That you start to see change. So we see that in the practice. When we tell people this and then they start to see change, it lights a fire in them. But this is something that you have to cultivate daily, because the group think of the world is not success, it's not gratitude, it's not love, it's not happiness. It's everything that's what we don't want, to be honest.
That's a good process. I like it. I like it. You know, listen, it's about remaining positive and everything else. And especially in this day and age with the virus talk and everything else, vaccinated, not getting vaxxed, you know, I mean, you got to remain positive. That's what it is. You know, if you're not vaxxed, if you have a positive train of thought, that will keep you from getting these variants out there. Interesting.
It's all part of the process. And you have to remember that. You know, people that are critical, you know, I remember people saying, oh, you think a vitamin can protect you from cancer? No, it's all part of it. So, you know, yes, that plus nutrition, plus sunshine, plus exercise, plus loving relationships, plus the plus the proper diet. So it's all of these things that if we work them, we're now making our bodies and our minds as healthy as we can, so we can now deal with the environment that's around us. And understanding how the subconscious mind works, and it does not have the ability for deduction. What you feed your subconscious mind is what you attract in your life, be it health-wise or be it in social-wise and in your life. So if you're a negative, nasty, angry person, I guarantee if I look at your life, I'm going to see a life with health problems. I'm going to see a life with poor family and personal relationships. That's just the way it works. So this is why... It was very disturbing watching when that whole group think for 2 years was fear. Now, fear can be a good thing because it can protect us, but it can be a negative thing if it's too much. And we've been in, you know, this fight or flight crisis mode, pounding fear into people, and that's not a healthy thing to do, and it starts to have ramifications. I mean, I know one thing. When this first came out and everyone was panicking, we filled up the hospital with a lot of people that were there, and they were having real episodes based on fear because they were just so afraid of it. So we know that happens. It's not a healthy thing to do. We have to be smart about this because promoting fear can be a very, very dangerous thing.
And we talk about it all the time, right? With mandates and everything else. Listen, you gotta think positive. You gotta give, you know, positive vibes out there. We don't see that from our top officials. You know, the fear mongering and everything else. I do agree with what you're saying as far as, you know, that positive outlook and everything else.
That's a great point, Jay. You know, that you just brought up from our politicians. You know, I remember when Jimmy Carter was very bad at that. I happen to think Jimmy Carter was a really nice guy, good man. I don't think he was a good president. But I remember, you know, he had that very doom and gloom outlook. And then when Reagan came in and he had that positive outlook, and it changed the whole mentality of the country. And, you know, when our president gets up and says that it's going to be a long, dark winter of death and illness, well, who the hell needs that kind of advice? You know, that, I mean, what, that was terrible. You're the leader, and that's what you tell us? You know, imagine if you were a child and you were raised every day and your parent told you were a loser. And parent told you you would never accomplish nothing. We all know that would be devastating for a young person. So it all comes back to you from your health to your personal life, to the outlook of the country, the nation, even the world. When we promote and we think loving, caring thoughts, and we promote kindness and healing and gratitude and forgiveness, we have a great positive reflection in our body, we have a great positive reflection in our personal lives, and we have a great positive effect on our community and our country, and eventually the world. But we live in a world right now where we're not focusing on beautiful things and all the great things that we see. We're focusing on all the wrong things, and if you look at the world and you look at the outcome, we're getting what we put out, and it's not good. We need to change the way we think.
You're saying forego anything that Tony Fauci has to say, pretty much, right? You kind of want to make him the poster boy for what you have just stated over the last 24 and a half minutes. That's what you're saying, correct, sir? Is that it?
Tony Fauci, I mean, you know, he is, first of all, should anybody be a bureaucrat for 45, 50 years? I mean, you know, enough of, we can see that that's not necessarily a good thing. I don't understand how too many, do people really take Tony Fauci serious anymore?
No, only his bank account. He's worth over $10 million. My goodness. The latest numbers coming through with a good doctor.
$10 million.
$10 million plus, man. Who would have thunk that? Sir, good stuff, by the way. Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. Everything you just spoke about. on the site. Check it out.
Every week, Jake.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Interesting.
Listen, I like taking a break as far as putting the gloves on. You know, I happen to like it. You know, my hands are nice and soft today. Nice and soft.
Hey, I tell all your listeners, read that book, You Are the Placebo, by Dr. Joe Dispenza. It is phenomenal, and it'll take these concepts that I just touched the surface, and I certainly didn't do him justice in my explanation. But that book is really good, and it's not a hard read either. Very interesting, but great talking to you, Jay, and I'll speak to you next week.